And welcome to another edition of Biz Talk this morning. We're glad you came along with us this morning. My name is Tony Bush, and we have a little bit of a unique show this morning. Maun Nguyen, who is a mentor at SCORE and a volunteer at FISC, is going to be co-hosting this morning. And Nguyen is at his breakfast table with his slippers on. Good morning, Nguyen.
Well, good morning, huh?
Thank you for joining me this morning. Our guest did not appear, so we're going to have an open show. We're going to be talking about some things that SCORE does. We're going to be talking about some of the experiences that SCORE mentors have with business owners. And hopefully the listening audience will learn from some of those experiences what they can do to make their businesses more successful. But before we get into that, I'd just like to mention that we appreciate the support that's given to the BizTalk program each week and each year by our sponsors. Those sponsors include Associated Bank, Alberts & Hailing CPA Firm, Lakeview Credit Union, the Herling Clark Law Firm. We also want to thank the eBiz Results IT team in Oshkosh who built the new website for BizTalk. And also want to give a special thank you to Business News, who helps to promote our program in their biweekly periodical called Business News. If you're not subscribed to Business News, you really should be if you're a business owner. $20 a year, every other week, you get a great newspaper in the mail telling you about what's going on in business events throughout northeastern Wisconsin, east central Wisconsin. So it's a great program. Business News is a great paper, and together we make a good team. Also want to mention that our SCORE program, our chapter, is located here in the Appleton area. Our offices are at the lower level of the Fox Cities Chamber building. And we have about 40, 45 mentors who serve business owners throughout an eight-county area, reaching from Appleton down through Oshkosh and into Fond du Lac. And if a business owner is looking for some assistance in pretty much any area, accounting, it could be accounting, HR, could be banking and cash flow area, could be manufacturing, it could be IT or social media. If you're looking for some assistance in those areas, SCORE has experts in those fields, people who have worked in those fields all their lives, who volunteer their time to work with you, the business owner, to help you make your better decisions so your business can be more successful. And you can contact SCORE at calling the chamber at 739-734-9101. I'll get that number in a minute. But you can look us up on the website at foxcities.score.org, foxcities.score.org. And you can also reach us through our BizTalk radio program, biztalkwithscore.com. Nguyen, we also have a program coming up soon called the Simple Steps Program. The first session starts September 20th, I think.
September 20th at the Copper Rock Cafe on College Avenue in Appleton. It's the first session from 8 to noon.
8 o'clock till noon, and it's $25.
We also have continental breakfast as well as lunch.
Yep.
And it is a very comprehensive program. I recommend people to attend. It's starting a Smith Business Right for You. We have five sessions. The first session is a startup business. And that is very comprehensive, and it will test your ideas and are they feasible. And it's very important. You may have good ideas, but if you don't have know-how, you may run into some problems. So the best thing is to attend these sessions. The first session is startup on basics, Friday, September 20th at 8 a.m. at Copper Rock. That is following five sessions, four sessions, starting Wednesday, October 3rd. That is a business concept. October 3rd at 6 p.m. at Fox City's Chamber of Commerce. And the following is a marketing plan. It's Wednesday the 10th at 6 o'clock at Chamber Fox City's Chamber. And financial projection session 4 is on October 17th. At 6 o'clock again, at the chamber building. And the final one is funding sources, October 24th at the chamber at 6 o'clock. And I really recommend it to attend for people who are ready to start a business or who are already in business. It's a very rewarding experience.
That's right, Wynn. This is the fourth time that our SCORE chapter is putting on this program. In the previous three sessions, we had really good turnouts. We had 10 to 15, sometimes 18 people showing up at these sessions. And they also, we bring our SCORE mentors in. Some of our mentors come in and mingle with the students, with the people who have these businesses or these people who want to start a business. So it's not just for folks who are looking to start a business, although that's kind of the focus. It's also a good review for people who are in business to go back and revisit some of these ideas and pick up some ideas they might have forgotten about.
And then you will also meet, as Tony said, first-hand experience with their mentors. Tony, I have attended all those sessions.
Right.
So a total of actually 15 classes,
right,
3 hours each.
Right.
So I'm like a wall on the – I never graduated.
We're naming the room after you, Wynn. If you want to win in business, show up with Wynn at the Simple Steps program, and they're $25 a class per person. And also, as an added benefit, the students each receive a copy of all the PowerPoints and all the worksheets, the accounting financial statements. They get it all on a disc, and then they can take that information and go back to their office, and they can start putting their numbers into those same formats so they can begin to understand the financial side of the business a little bit better. So we invite you to go to our website at foxcities.score.org, learn more about the Simple Steps program. You can register right there on the website. You can pay for it with PayPal. It's $25 a night, and it's very worthwhile. I think you're going to enjoy it.
You'll get your money's worth. More than that.
Oh, yes. I also would like to come back to the phone number for the chamber. Reggie was very kind and looked that up for me. It's 734-7101, 734-7101, if you'd like to call the chamber and learn something about SCORE. And again, you can go to our website at foxcities.score.org, and you can learn more about the Simple Steps program and other events that are coming up through the SCORE chapter. We appreciate your being with us this morning, and we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back on the other side. You're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY. All right, you're back at Biz Talk this morning, and Reggie's doing a great job with some intro music, bumper music. We're going to spice it up a little bit this morning. We would like you to give us a call. Our number here is 281-1150, 281-1150. And if you're outside the Appleton area, you can call us on the TDS Metricom toll-free line, 1-866-887-1150. As I mentioned in the first segment, unfortunately, our guest did not show up this morning. And so Wynn, who is also a SCORE mentor, is joining us this morning via the phone. He's sitting at his kitchen table with his slippers on, looking out at the beautiful weather and having a cup of coffee. We're going to talk about some things that might be helpful to you, the listening audience. But as I mentioned, this is an open show. So if you're a business owner or you're thinking of getting into business and you have a question for us, please give us a call. And if you do call in, I have a book for you. It's called Winning Ways for Life. It's a great book written by Maun Wynn, who's co-hosting this morning. Wynn is a very remarkable guy. He's from Burma. He's a retired scientist researcher. He worked at some very large companies. One of the largest was right here in the valley. He retired probably 16 years ago, and he also volunteers a lot of time at FISC, which is a consumer financial counseling service, and FISC has been in existence for well over 30 years. One of the interesting things about Wynn is he's very heartfelt about his volunteerism. And he wrote a book called Winning Ways for Life, which is an accounting of his life. And through this book, he not only relates the events of his life, his ups and his downs, but he also draws in the need for each of us to consider our spiritual values as well as our financial security. He does a great job of blending them. But he also walks you through some terms like trusts and other financial terms that we sometimes think are mysteries, but by reading this book, he lays out a really good way to understand what these documents are and how they can help you. So, Wynn, I'd like to just welcome you to the program and thank you for being a spontaneous co-host this morning as we talk about the SCORE chapter, and anyone calling in will get a copy of your book.
Yeah, I'm very, very happy that you call me, Tony. And I said, anytime, I'll be very helpful. I will want to be very helpful to the program, the Biz Show, as well as SCORE.
Yep. And you do a great job. Wynn, tell us, let's talk a little bit about, we did the intro in the program. We talked about simple steps. But let's talk about the benefits of a Simple Steps program. That program covers some of the real fundamentals of anybody going into business. And so many times folks will call SCORE and they'll ask, may I meet with a mentor? I'd like to talk about starting a business. And they have a great idea. They're knowledgeable about their area of business. But what are some of the things that perhaps they find to be a surprise when they start discussing and really looking into starting their business?
Well, first of all, very basic is that I'm very glad people who want to start a business is very, very energetic and very idealistic and so forth. That's very good, dedicated.
Yeah, it is.
But you have to have the facts.
Okay? Be prepared.
In this program, in this series, we really take people through the understanding of these business concepts, as well as the pitfalls.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? For example, the first one is we call the startup basics.
Mm-hmm.
That this is an introductory workshop, okay? And we want to try to identify and bring out the key factors that influence your startup business. And then we also trying to give you over skills and tools that you are going to need it when you decide to start a business. Even those people are in the business, you need to refresh your memory, and we introduce key elements
right.
That are going to help them. And the point is, I don't want to give out all the stuff, and then you may not show up. but again, in that few minutes, I won't be able to do that because there are five sessions. Each session lasts 3 hours,
right.
And we have a very good rapport in the class. It's not a one-way, the guy sitting in front and teaching it, but it's always
it's a dialogue.
And this is what I like the classroom session. And Tony, you are one of the presenters,
yes.
Like funding sources.
Yes.
And Tony is a very good, you know, because of his background with the banking, the best, and now his own business of Priora, the cash flow management and business, and Tony carries out through this funding sources. And those who are looking for funding sources,
right.
Yeah, this is a time to come. This is the fifth session. Okay,
right.
I'm jumping that because I want to try to give all the ideas and concepts, but in a limited time, I won't be able to do all of them.
Sure.
But I will just mentioned it again earlier. I mentioned that the startup basics and the business concepts, and then also in the business concepts, Tony, I might as well go through this one about the importance of business plan.
Right.
I don't want to take the thunder from you, but I can't stop.
Before we get to the business plan, Wynn, I would like to ask you quickly.
Sure.
You mentioned in session one, we talk about some of the considerations and some of the things that people will really need to succeed in business. Let's just talk about one or two of the real important considerations people will learn in session one. Can you identify one or two considerations that someone may have an idea, they want to start a business, and they really know the business. It might be a machine shop, or it might be a landscaping business. It might be a bakery. And they really know the business, they're good bakers. They really know how to bake cookies and pies and cakes and
yep.
bread. But what is it? What's one or two of the considerations they need to expose themselves to realize that there's more to it than just the baking?
Okay, the fundamentals of formation, okay, organization, and again, cash flow. And cash flow is the king. You mentioned that. Mm-hmm. They will understand how important the cash flow is.
Mm-hmm.
To be successful for a business is not profit. It's a cash flow, positive cash flow.
Mm-hmm.
And you will learn from that. In the session one, you have an idea of that. And then you go to session four, you have the detailed cash flow management.
Mm-hmm. Another consideration, I think, is that there are many rules and regulations and permits and licenses that are required today for lots of different businesses. And people may not be aware of it because they believe their idea is really good and they're going to help people. They still have to stay within the parameters of the regulations and the licenses. We also talk about what sort of entity should you be.
Right.
Should you be a corporation or a partnership or a sole proprietor? We talk about the differences, and there are tax differences and legal differences. So we help to explain those basic elements as well.
And we also trying to explain that, as Tumi alluded to, that business entity.
Right.
A lot of people start the business with no entity and just start a business. And
sure.
If you have a lot of assets, your own personal assets, you're exposed to all those things to the to people who can sue you.
Right.
If you have a for example form of LLC, limited liability corporation, you are protected, and a lot of people are not aware of that. So we talk to people about the importance of that, and in this program we have forms of business entity. There are about few of them, and LLC. I'm not saying LLC is the only thing.
Right.
It's less expensive and covers a lot.
Right.
And then the C corporation, S corporation, limited liability corporation, limited liability partnership. So you will understand those things. The main thing is to know the basics.
Right. When we have a caller on the line.
Oh.
Good morning, Jax. Welcome to Biz Talk, and thank you for the call.
Mm-hmm. I have a question for Wynn and for you about earlier he was talking about how when a person starts a business, it's good to be idealistic. And I have a question about that because I've had an entrepreneurial spirit for a long time now, and I've had many, I think, good ideas, and people have told me good ideas, but I also get criticized for being too idealistic. So I feel like I've been kind of, by some people, taught that that's not the way to go. So I was wondering if you could elaborate on that more.
Thank you, Jax. Wynn, you want to take first swing at that one?
Okay. When I say idealistic, is in order to start a business, okay, you have to have you have to be an idealistic person, idea. However, you know, like for example, when I was in a new business department in Kimberly Clark, we have an idea generation session. We call the blue sky session. We have all these ideas. We totally put it in, and then we funnel through, okay, because every idea is not going to work. So then you put it the funnel through, and you narrow it down, and then from there you start with the tools, financial tools, business tools. Then you work on that. Again, if you're too idealistic, it's true, in not be realistic in the real world for being successful. That's mm-hmm. just what I was trying to do.
Right.
To say. But you have to be idealistic, because if you don't have ideas, nothing will generate that.
Right.
Then you have to narrow down, and is that practical? Is that realistic? And do I have enough knowledge, or do I have enough tools to carry through your business?
Wynn, I agree with what you said, and I'd like to add to it that the idealism is what it's like shooting for the stars in a way. And it's very timely because we just are celebrating the first man on the moon. Neil Armstrong landed on the moon. What an idealistic dream that was. But the reality of it is we didn't have the technology to get there. Well, we developed the technology. We had to build all that technology from the time Kennedy set the goal until the time Neil Armstrong actually set foot on the moon. We didn't know how we were going to do it. And starting a business is sort of the same thing. If someone has an idea for a business, is there a market for it? Identify who your customers are. Is it real that they're going to be using that product or that service? And if those things make sense, but you don't know how to deliver the product yet, or you don't know how to develop the product yet, develop it. And it takes a lot of passion and persistence and commitment. And I think it's important, too, that, Jax, you mentioned some people will sometimes be critical or laugh things off. If we're doing this for the right reason, nothing's going to deter us from pursuing these goals and these dreams. And this country was built on small business owners. Entrepreneurs are really the backbone of job creation in this country. It's not the big companies. The excitement and all of the vitality and the real success comes from the entrepreneur.
I want to add one thing is that, you know, like, first of all, you have to be idealistic and you have to be dedicated and then you also have to use the tools. I want to mention to you, I wanted to write my book, Winning Ways for Life, many years ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's my great idea, and I thought I could do that. But at the same time, you need a time and a place. And then you also need information and backup from a few other people. So If I just went ahead about 10 years ago and wrote the book, I would never completed it because I have ideas.
Right.
But how am I funnel down those ideas and pick up the key elements that is useful for the people to understand and how they can follow the steps that I failed in the past.
Mm-hmm.
So this is also the planning tool.
Right.
I hope we explain to you, ma'am, what your question. Hello?
Jax? She must have hung up, Wynn.
Oh.
But we do have to take a break right now, Wynn. So, Jax, thank you very much for the call. We appreciate that, and we'll get a copy of the book to you. Also, we're going to take a quick break right now. You're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY. Now, there you go. You got to work hard for your money, just like the music says.
Mm-hmm.
That's great music. And you do have to work hard for your money, Wynn.
Yeah.
People don't start a business just to make money. They start a business because they're passionate about an idea or a product, and they really want it to help people. And I've spoken to a lot of entrepreneurs who have started their businesses or folks who bought their business from their parents. They really, really get into what they're doing, and they're not working. They're putting in 70, 80 hours a week, and it's not really work.
You have to work hard and also smart and use and gain knowledge. The main thing is to acquire knowledge, to acquire skills, and those you will learn from the seminars and the classes.
And you really do also have to be persistent because, as the caller, Jax, mentioned, sometimes we get people will tend to try to talk us out of our dreams and talk us, oh, that's not going to work, that's not going to make a difference, or they're already doing that, somebody's already doing it. If that's your dream and you've got a plan and it makes sense to you and you can put some research together by talking to a SCORE mentor, your accountant, someone who really believes in you and believes in your dream, go for it. But be realistic about it. Don't bet the whole farm on everything. But be balanced in your approach, and it can work. And that's what so many people have done. Look at Steve Jobs. Steve Jobs started Apple, and then they fired him.
Yeah.
Then he came back, and he took over the company, and they just released iPhone 5.
And look at the success he has created.
He had a dream, and how much criticism did he go through? They fired him, and they came back.
That's why I mentioned you have to be idealistic. Without the ideas, you are not going to start anything. At the same time, you have to get skills and knowledge and learn from these seminars and learn from the classrooms and how to put it and talk to the right people because, you know, the information or the advice is cheap, and I have the same problem with my clients with FIS, too.
Mm-hmm.
He said, my cousin said that. My uncle said, I said, forget about those. You can go to the right people with the right knowledge. This is how you can put your ideas into real work.
Right.
So the point is that a lot of people are giving out a lot of advice, and I have a lot of problems. Some people got upset at me. Oh, we are trying to help. I said, you know, sometimes it's better not to to say things that you are not in that expert in this field. And even I've been in this business for so long in financial planning, there's a lot of things I don't know. And I have to send to the right people.
When I think it was Thomas Edison who said, the value of an idea lies in using it. Not just have the idea and don't do anything with it. The real value of that idea lies in using it.
Right.
Now, there's a guy, Thomas Edison, who knows what he's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
He had lots of ideas, and he applied many ideas, yeah. Invented a lot of things. He was very creative. He was an entrepreneur, and people criticized him.
Yeah.
How long did it take to really develop the light bulb? How many attempts did it take to get the light bulb perfected where it would work? He just had to eliminate one fault after another. Michelangelo was asked one day, how do you sculpt such a beautiful angel out of that granite rock? And he replied, I just released the angel.
Yeah.
He saw the angel in the rock, he just released the angel. So it's a matter of perspective. And the entrepreneur sees something maybe other people don't. Maybe it's how to deliver a new product or deliver a product in a new way or a new service. And that entrepreneur sees the value of that, but stepping out and doing something about it is a scary proposition because we do open ourselves up to ridicule from family members and friends or from peers at work. And so we have to say, well, gosh, there's some real value in that. How can I do that? And as you've mentioned, Wynn, I don't mean this to be a sales gimmick or anything, but that Simple Steps program is one of those environments where people can come in and basically pursue their ideas and do it in a way of fully understanding what they're in for because it's a comfortable, friendly, supportive environment.
Yeah. Tony, I have attended many, many classes and seminars, and that starting a business right for you, the
right.
Simple Steps,
mm-hmm.
I'm falling in love with it. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And
yep.
The reason I'm falling in love with it, it will help a lot of people.
And the big success isn't always, hey, Susie, sweetheart, we're going to start our business now, right? We got this. We can go launch. That's a success. But it's also a success to say, Susie, it's not time yet. We still have 3 kids at home. We understand better. Let's keep developing our idea. But when at this point in our lives, we'll launch the business.
Right. Right.
That's as much of a success as launching a business because it's an informed decision. And people always, one of the things I say when I speak to business owners and audiences is if you'll know when things are going well, when you sleep better at night. Not just by the profits you're making or not making, but by the way you sleep at night. And everybody has anxious moments. We wake up in the middle of the night. But in general, if things are going well, we're going to sleep better at night.
You're correct, Tony. Yeah. That's why that you know, another thing is to be in business, you have to be persistent and perseverance and determination and dedication.
Mm-hmm.
And these all have to come together.
Right. Wynn, I'd like to talk for a moment, too, about the mentors at SCORE. A lot of the mentors at SCORE are, you might say, over the hill, like over 40. People who have been...
Be careful when you say over 40.
Okay. People who have been in their careers for a number of years, they're really expert at what they do. They're passionate about what they do. And the SCORE mentor has this little voice inside of them saying, I'd like to give something back. I'd like to help somebody else along their careers or developing their business. And that's what SCORE Mentors are all about. SCORE is a national organization with probably 380 chapters around the country. We're chapter number 362, I believe.
Correct.
And we have about 40, 45 mentors in our chapter. And we're looking for volunteers. So if someone in a listening audience would be interested in volunteering to be a SCORE volunteer or mentor, please give us a call at 734-7101, 734-7101, and talk to one of the SCORE folks, and we'll get you going down that road. But you can volunteer to be an administrative person to help out with the office work and do marketing things and not go meet with business owners or entrepreneurs. Or you can volunteer to be a mentor who goes out and helps to assist those entrepreneurs to start their businesses or grow their businesses. And we're looking for folks all the time. We'd like to get some more folks in the Fond du Lac area and in the Oshkosh area.
Please call us, and I will tell you, I've been with SCORE for Tony, about you and I, about the same time,
right,
a little over 8 years ago.
Right.
And it's very rewarding.
It is.
Because you are helping. We are helping SCORE mentors. We are helping people to not to fall into the trap. Okay?
Right.
How to get out of that and how to avoid that.
Right.
And with all the information and the tools. And again, later on, I'd like to talk to you about the business plan, the importance of that.
Yep.
So, and why we need business plan.
Well, as we're coming up on another break here, Wynn, so we'll cover the business plan in the next segment.
Yeah.
But I'd like to once again repeat that if anyone is interested in becoming a SCORE mentor or a SCORE volunteer, you don't have to be over 40. You could be 21. You could be in college. You could be, Gene Jessup is, well, we shouldn't say his age. I just said his name, but he's over 90. And he's still full of energy and fire and passion to help people. So we have folks from A to Z, all kinds of interests, all kinds of personalities, all kinds of backgrounds. It's a lot of fun. Well, you're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities 1150 WHBY. And we're working for you right now this morning on Biz Talk. We're coming into our final segment. Reggie's doing a great job on the music this morning. In fact, we recruited him during the last break, so we hope to hear more good music like this during our program. And one of the things about that last little song is working for a living. When you're in your own business, you're working your tail off, but it doesn't feel like it. Right, Wynn?
Yep.
People really enjoy what they're doing, and they have a passion for it, and they have sleepless nights, but they get up the next morning full of energy and more ambition, and they want to do it again, all over again.
So keep going like a little battery, money.
Right.
Energizer.
Right, right. When we were going to talk a little bit in this final segment, we have a few minutes about business plans. But before we do that, I want to give out the numbers one more time in case someone has a question they'd like to call us at 281-1150, 281-1150 in Appleton, or 1-866-887-1150 if you're outside the Appleton area. When, what is a business plan and when is it done?
Okay, business plan is a blueprint, okay, or roadmap for your successful business. It is also a very powerful management tool. It will communicate business owners' ideas to people. Like if you're looking for a loan, it will communicate to the bankers or people, because bankers will always like to see what your plans are, and in the business plan you always put in that your mission. The banker would like to know your mission, your company goals and objectives, and then the why your business will be successful. You have to explain it, and then also you know, you also have the cash flow. Cash flow is important.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be, so far you have heard from me about cash flow several times.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the important features in the business plan. If you want to have a loan, you need to have a well-written business plan if seeking financial loan, okay?
Right.
Because you are also communicating, you know your field of business.
Right.
And you also show your personal credit history. So that's why business plan is so important. And I will also tell you, some people came over, we want to start a business, or we already started business. And first thing I asked was, let me see your business plan and how it was. I tell you how important it is.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no business plan. Oh, I've been started for some time.
Right.
And I also, in a good business plan, you need, as you know, Tony, You need a banker, guys like you.
Yep.
Business lawyer, okay? And accountant.
Yep.
Accountant is not just a bookkeeper, just accountant, CPA type. But you also may need a bookkeeper. You need an insurance agent. And finally, you need a business mentor.
Right.
All these can put together, you have a very good sound business. So this is just a gist of what the business plan is, but it has a lot more. And if I just want to make sure that I do justice to the business plan, because
right.
Every business needs a business plan.
And every business is different.
Yeah.
Another perspective, if the business owner is going to borrow money at the bank, is to look at the business plan the way the banker looks at it. And the banker looks at the loan as an asset. If they make a loan to a business owner, now the bank has that, quote, accounts receivable on the bank books. That's an
right.
asset to the bank. And the banker is saying, I'm going to get repaid the money, but there's some risk for not being repaid. What is the risk? Well, the risk is identified in the business plan. If the risk is acceptable, the banker will extend a loan. When we're coming up to the end of the program here, and we don't have much time, but I wanted to thank you for being our guest and co-host this morning. Really appreciate it. You had some great things to say. I have a biz tip, and you have a biz tip. As I mentioned to you, my biz tip is going to be about 3 seconds, and then you're going to have your biz tip. So my biz tip is listen to Wynn. Wynn, what is your biz tip?
Ditto.
Ditto.
No. What I want to do is, again, you know, I'm a very strong believer in cash flow management. I want to mention to people one thing. It is important to have a cash flow, well-defined cash flow, positive cash flow, especially for entrepreneur, you know, business people, because you must first have your personal finances in order
mm-hmm.
before starting or expanding your business.
Right.
Because the cash flow is so important, okay?
Yep.
And I can I have mentioned to you before that in my life I was up and down, without the cash flow management, I would not
yep.
get out of that.
Right.
So cash flow is king, as Tony said all the time.
Cash flow is king. Wynn, thank you very much again for being our co-host this morning. We really appreciate it. Everyone have a great weekend. Keep working hard, and we'll see you at Scores, the Simple Steps program. You're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox City.
Have a great life. Have a great day.
WHBY.